I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, just what is an amateur anyway? We ask some amateurs who might also be professionals what they think. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Here we go.
6 months ago, nobody who didn't live in Pittsburgh was predicting that the Penguins would win the Stanley Cup, but they're up 3-2 in the finals. Are you going to tell me now you knew all along they'd win it all?
Absolutely not. I mean, this is a tremendous surprise. It's also sort of the final coming out party for Sidney Crosby, who is a dominant player in the league.
The Golden State Warriors, currently competing in the NBA Finals, set the regular season record for wins with 73 of them, Charlie. Magic Johnson, for one, was apparently not impressed. He said this week that his so-called Showtime Lakers would have beaten this year's Warriors. Is he right?
Yes, he is right. Those Lakers could do everything that Cleveland did to beat the Warriors, except the Lakers did it better and with better players.
The NBA refs have a beef with Commissioner Adam Silver. They don't like the league's so-called last 2 minute reports policy. That provides for reviews of calls made during the final 2 minutes of games. The commissioner has said that fans are entitled to this because they want, quote, transparency. Does Mr. Silver have a point?
Yeah, because, I mean, the obvious precipitating incidents were all the game-deciding or quasi-game-deciding calls in the playoffs. It's long been an accurate thing to say that the officiating in the NBA gets a lot different in the last 2 minutes of a game. So I think if they're actually studying that, that's good.
This week, it was announced that average per-game attendance at NCAA men's basketball games had dropped by 25 people per game. So I'm sure that there are many executives at the NCAA running from office to office trying to figure out how to fix that.
Well, I'm sure once they find those 25, you know, once they find those, whoever those 25 people are, the NCAA will discipline them.
I don't think they can discipline fans yet.
They can try, believe me.
Giants pitcher Madison Bumgarner is a three-time All-Star. He's won 18 games in each of the last couple of seasons. He's got some World Series jewelry as well. And now he wants to participate in the Home Run Derby at the All-Star Game. Giants manager Bruce Bochy isn't sure that's a good idea. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. And I think if baseball didn't have so many sticks and so much mud, everybody else would think it was a good idea, too. Give him a shot. Why not? I mean, what harm? It's not like he's going to get beaned or something.
Well, he's not going to get beaned. I guess the worry is that he might get hurt. But I like Bumgarner's reply. He said, they let me ride a horse during the World Series celebration. Why can't they let me try to hit a home run?
I would consider the first to be much more dangerous than the second.
So would I. The New York Mets acquired infielder Kelly Johnson on Wednesday, thus making Johnson the second player in Major League Baseball history to have been acquired by the same team in two consecutive seasons. They really do have a stat for everything in baseball. I can hear this guy talking to his grandchildren. Sure, Babe Ruth hit a lot of home runs, but did he ever get acquired by the same team in two consecutive seasons?
I'll tell you, somebody in the New York Mets front office really likes Kelly Johnson.
Charlie, this week, Maria Sharapova learned that she is banned from tennis for 2 years. She claims she didn't see the memo that banned Mildrenate, which she says she had been taking for health reasons rather than for tennis reasons. Is a 2-year ban a reasonable penalty for taking a substance for nearly a decade that wasn't on the banned list until last year?
No, it's ridiculous. This should be a fine, and you can't play at the U.S. Open this year or something like that. It's ridiculous to declare what is essentially an ex post facto offense.
Beginning this season, NFL players will not be allowed to wear hoodies under their uniforms. I wonder who decided that that's where the focus of football's rulemakers should be.
Hey, listen, we just talked about how many sticks there are and how much mud in baseball. That pales against what it's like in the front office of the NFL.
The Ohio State University has decided to expand beer sales at football games there. The extra money generated by those sales will pay for 2 full-time police officers and a study on alcohol consumption and how its presence affects public events. So I guess the theory is you can't study something if you don't allow that something to happen and even encourage it by giving it a lot of beer.
Forgive me, but don't we already know what the impact of alcohol consumption at large public events are?
Yeah, there is a fair amount of evidence out there for anybody interested in reading it, but I love the idea that 2 police officers will be salaried and.
I'll tell you what, if they really do expand beer sales in Columbus, those two offices are going to be the most well-paid cops in the entire state of Ohio.
I'm not sure they're going to give him all the money. And finally, Charlie, I am all for anyone who tweaks the stuffed shirts or the sticks in the mud in the No Fun League, a.k.a. the NFL. But would you agree with me that perhaps whoever hacked the league's Twitter feed on Tuesday perhaps went a little too far?
Yeah, you shouldn't really be telling people that the commissioner is dead. And I'm sure Roger Goodell will find some way to blame the Patriots for it.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at SI.com. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.